One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Nestled in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, the Algonquin Hotel stands as a beacon of literary history and timeless charm. Opened in 1902, this iconic establishment became the birthplace of the famed Round Table, a gathering of sharp-witted writers, critics, and actors who shaped American culture in the early 20th century. But beyond its vibrant legacy lies a darker, more mysterious reputation. Over the years, the Algonquin has garnered whispers of spectral guests and eerie encounters, with reports ranging from disembodied laughter to full-bodied apparitions. Is it the energy of its celebrated past that echoes through its halls? Or are the spirits of former guests and staff unwilling to check out? In this episode, we'll dive into the Algonquin's fascinating history, unravel the stories of its ghostly legends, and explore whether the truth behind its haunted reputation is rooted in something far more tangible or otherworldly. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Algonquin Hotel's story begins in 1902, when architect Goldwin Starrett designed the structure that would become one of New York City's most enduring cultural landmarks. Located at 59 West 44th Street, the hotel was initially intended as a residential property catering to the city's growing middle class. However, its proximity to the thriving theater district made it a natural destination for transient guests, prompting its transformation into a hotel shortly after its completion. From its inception, the Algonquin cultivated a reputation for refinement and sophistication. But its claim to fame truly solidified in 1919 when the Algonquin Roundtable was born. This informal gathering of New York's sharpest minds included Dorothy Parker, Robert Benchley, Alexander Wolcott, and Harold Ross, who would go on to found The New Yorker. The group met regularly in the hotel's dining room, engaging in witty banter and literary critique, which quickly became the stuff of legend. The hotel's original general manager, Frank Case, played a pivotal role in shaping its identity. More than just a business operator, Case was a patron of the arts, fostering an atmosphere of creativity and intellect that attracted an eclectic mix of writers, actors, and socialites. Case also introduced traditions that endure today, such as hosting a resident cat in the hotel lobby. The current feline named Hamlet is a nod to this quirky custom. But beneath the glamour and cultural significance, strange stories began to emerge. In the 1920s, guests and staff reported hearing unexplained footsteps in the hallways, particularly at night. A bellhop once claimed to see a woman in vintage attire walking through a wall near the lobby, only to vanish when he followed her. These reports were often dismissed as overactive imaginations or the result of the hotel's unique acoustics, which could amplify everyday sounds in unusual ways. Psychological theories offer another layer of explanation for these early accounts. The Algonquin's storied reputation likely shaped perceptions of its atmosphere. Guests primed to experience something extraordinary may have attributed ordinary occurrences to supernatural causes. Additionally, the age of the building itself, with its creaky floors and dimly lit corridors, created an environment ripe for eerie misinterpretations. The 1920s also saw the hotel's most infamous paranormal tale emerge, a story that persists in whispers to this day. A guest staying on the top floor reportedly awoke in the middle of the night to find an ethereal figure standing at the foot of her bed. The figure, dressed in 1920s evening wear, said nothing but pointed toward the window before vanishing. When the guest recounted her experience to hotel staff, they dismissed it as a dream. However, several other guests later reported similar sightings in the same room. Despite these unsettling tales, the Algonquin's charm endured. It became a beacon for theatergoers, intellectuals, and tourists alike. However, the paranormal rumors never completely faded. Staff members began sharing their own stories, particularly those working the late-night shifts. They spoke of lights flickering inexplicably, doors locking or unlocking on their own, and on occasion, the faint sound of laughter echoing through empty hallways. While skeptics pointed to rational explanations, faulty wiring, drafts, or even the effects of sleep deprivation on staff, others believed the phenomena were tied to the building's rich history. Could the energy of the vibrant personalities who once walked its halls have left an indelible mark? Or were the spirits of former guests and staff lingering behind, unwilling to leave the only home they'd ever known? As the decades progressed, the Algonquin remained a hub of culture and sophistication. It weathered changes in ownership, renovations, and the ebb and flow of New York's social scene. But through it all, the stories of unexplained occurrences persisted. For every skeptic dismissing the tales as folklore, there was a believer convinced that the Algonquin's walls held secrets no renovation could erase. The stage was set for what would become the hotel's most enduring mystery. With every whispered story and new sighting, the Algonquin's reputation as one of Manhattan's most haunted landmarks grew, weaving its paranormal tales into the fabric of its identity. As the years rolled on, the Algonquin Hotel became not only a literary and cultural hub, but also a hotspot for paranormal enthusiasts. While its reputation as a haven for writers and intellectuals endured, stories of ghostly encounters began to dominate conversations. The most chilling accounts came from those who had experienced these eerie phenomena firsthand, adding fuel to the hotel's haunted legacy. One of the most famous reports involves a woman in 1920s evening attire, often described as resembling Dorothy Parker herself. Guests and staff alike claim to have seen this spectral figure lingering near the hotel's famed round table in the dining room. Witnesses describe her as gazing intently at the empty chairs as though waiting for the arrival of long-lost friends. Some even report hearing faint whispers or the clinking of glasses as though an invisible gathering were still in session. Elevators have also played a prominent role in the Algonquin's paranormal lore. Numerous guests have reported elevators moving between floors on their own, stopping and opening as though someone had summoned them, only to find no one there. Staff working night shifts recount strange occurrences in the lobby, where objects are said to shift slightly when no one is looking, and the air often feels uncomfortably cold, even in the height of summer. Another recurring phenomenon involves room 1208, rumored to be one of the most haunted locations in the hotel. Guests staying in this room have reported unexplained noises, from muffled conversations to loud thuds, with no apparent source. Some have even claimed to wake up feeling a heavy weight on their chest, an experience often attributed to sleep paralysis, but which believers argue is the work of a spirit. One particularly chilling story comes from a night manager in the 1990s who worked alone during a snowstorm. As the wind howled outside, the manager heard what he described as indistinct laughter coming from the dining area. When he went to investigate, he found the room empty, save for a single chair pulled slightly away from the round table. Though he attempted to brush it off, he couldn't shake the feeling of being watched for the remainder of his shift. Paranormal investigators have taken a keen interest in the Algonquin over the years. Several teams have conducted investigations using tools like EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and voice recorders to capture potential evidence of supernatural activity. While the results are mixed, some claim to have recorded unexplained temperature drops, faint voices, and even shadowy figures captured on video. These findings have only deepened the intrigue surrounding the hotel. Theories about the hauntings abound. Some suggest that the Algonquin is home to what paranormal researchers call residual hauntings, where past events replay themselves like echoes through time. Others believe the activity may be tied to specific spirits, former guests or staff who formed such a strong attachment to the hotel in life that they remain there in death. Skeptics, of course, point to more mundane explanations, such as the hotel's old infrastructure, which can creak, groan, and shift in ways that mimic supernatural sounds. Interestingly, the hotel itself has embraced its haunted reputation, weaving it into its marketing and charm. Guided tours often include stories of ghostly encounters, and some guests specifically request rooms rumored to be haunted. For these thrill seekers, the chance to experience the Algonquin's ghosts firsthand is as much a draw as its literary history or elegant decor. Despite the embrace of its spooky side, the Algonquin's haunted tales leave many questions unanswered. Is there truth to the idea that the vibrant energy of its past has somehow lingered, creating a bridge between the living and the dead? Or are these stories merely the result of overactive imaginations fueled by suggestion and the romantic allure of the paranormal? The Algonquin Hotel remains a paradox, a place where history and mystery coexist, where the line between fact and folklore blurs, and where every creak of the floorboards sparks curiosity. Its legacy as a haunted haven continues to captivate those who dare to check in, leaving them to wonder, is it just an old building with a storied past, or is there something more lurking within its walls? The Algonquin Hotel stands as a testament to the vibrancy of New York's cultural past, a place where wit, intellect, and creativity once flourished around the famed Round Table. But as we've uncovered tonight, its reputation extends beyond the literary and theatrical. Stories of ghostly encounters and unexplained phenomena have carved out a place for the Algonquin in the annals of paranormal lore. Could the hotel's hauntings be the result of residual energy, echoes of the lively spirits that once filled its halls? Or are these accounts nothing more than the products of suggestion and the human mind's tendency to seek patterns in the unexplainable? After all, faulty wiring and creaky floorboards make just as much noise as ghostly footsteps, sometimes more. And let's not forget the power of a good story. A place with a reputation like the Algonquin's can inspire even the most skeptical guest to look twice when a door creaks open or a shadow moves in the corner of their eye. Ultimately, the truth may be as elusive as the spirits themselves, but whether you're drawn to its literary legacy or its haunted tales, one thing is clear. The Algonquin Hotel is more than just a building. It's a living, breathing piece of history, one that continues to capture the imagination of all who enter. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.